Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I am Sam Halligan, a missionary at Damascus, where we work to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are reflecting on a gospel passage from Matthew chapter 20, verse 17 through 28. It's a long one, so buckle in. Here we go. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them along the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it has been prepared for by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you should become the servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you should become the slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Okay, so there's a lot here in this passage, but what I want to highlight here, I think, is this overarching theme of ambition, okay? And I think ambition is all over the place. I remember when I was growing up, I felt like I saw ambition all the time in parents, just like the mom of the sons of Zebedee. Parents who wanted to get their kids involved in AAU sports, FFA, young politicians, student council, to get them ahead and further in life, right? And I think what I want to say is ambition is not bad. Right? Jesus actually loves ambition. He says things like hunger and thirst for righteousness. He says, "I have come to set fire on the earth, and I wish it was already blazing." He says, whoever sets their hand to the plow and looks back isn't fit for the kingdom of God. Like, Jesus loves ambition, but the kicker is, what type of ambition are we living with? Oftentimes, I think us as Christians, specifically as Catholics, oftentimes want the glory of the resurrection without the cross, to be exalted. And I think what I want to say is, you know, we belong to a really strange kingdom. I like to call it the upside down kingdom. In order to become the greatest, we have to become the least. In order to become first, you have to become last. To go the highest, you have to go the lowest. In order to become rich, you have to become poor. In order to have power, you have to become weak. And what Jesus does is he offers the sons of Zebedee, ambitious as they are, the cup. He says, "Can you drink the chalice? Can you drink the cup that I am called to drink?" And I think so. I'm kind of, you know, geeky. I'm kind of nerdy. I love theology. I love history. And what's amazing here is that Jesus belonged to a very specific culture, the Jewish culture. And in the Jewish culture, when a man would offer a cup to a person, it was an act of matrimony. It was an act of engagement, really. It was kind of like proposing, dropping on one knee. And what Jesus is doing, he is offering the men that he works with, that he is discipled, that he's loved, into this marital love to be able to follow in the same way that he is going, right? And Jesus offers us the cup. He says, basically, if you want to be exalted, you have to be willing to drink the cup. We have to be baptized with the same baptism that he's been baptized, right? And we know where this cup leads. This cup leads to Calvary. This cup leads to the cross. It leads to the scourging. It leads to the crowning of thorns. It leads to Calvary, but it also leads to the resurrection, right? And I want to go back to what I said earlier. We want the glory of the resurrection sometimes without the cross. And this isn't meant to make us feel like sour-faced Christians that are always turning in on ourselves, thinking we need to like sacrifice everything. But Jesus does offer us the cup to drink. And the beautiful thing is that we see all throughout Scripture, whether it's the Old Testament or the New, that whenever there is a sacrifice, there is also a fire that falls on that sacrifice. That when Jesus offers his life on Calvary, it's the crucifixion, and the crucifixion leads to the resurrection, and the resurrection leads to Pentecost, right? So every sacrifice is ordered towards new life. And so today, when we think about the crosses that we have in our life, or we think about the ways we want to have ambition towards the kingdom of God, we want to be exalted, let us first recognize that Jesus is offering us the cup to drink. And so what ways are we going to offer him our lives through sacrifice, and knowing that in that sacrifice that the fire of the Holy Spirit will fall? I want to pray for us really quick. Jesus, I thank you so much for your goodness, for your power, and for your love. I pray that you would pour it out on us today in your mighty name. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20. Once again, I am Sam Halligan, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.